USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
With good paying jobs and family sustaining wages, we can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
Canadian and American truckers are on a vaccine mandate protest, have blocked access to the busiest international crossing in North America Tuesday. Freedom Convoy drivers hindered travel at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The amount of legal drugs flowing into America from Mexico is unknown. One thing's for sure, anybody crossing the border could be carrying in the drug fentanyl.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
South Korean automaker Hyundai and Kia on Tuesday advised the owners of roughly a half a million vehicles to park outside and away from other vehicles because of a risk of fire until they get the recall repairs completed. Contact the dealership for details. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
One lawmaker says American businesses and mainstream media are so drunk on Chinese money, they are willing to compromise our values in America and push the communist agenda, including genocide on the Muslim Uyghurs. Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz on Newsmax last night.
Yeah, it's sad, frankly. I mean, you mentioned the list, partial list of atrocities that that the Chinese Communist Party have ongoing. But they also have a massive military buildup underway, and President Xi is openly talking about replacing the American dream with the China dream of being the new dominant world power. And the sad irony of it all is it's American companies that are funding it. So the point of the ad, which I made with Inez Cantor Freedom, the NBA basketball star that's taken such a bold stand on human rights, was one, you know, the left is talking about defunding police and defunding all kinds of things. How about we defund dictators? And number two, these companies that like to preach social justice here at home and parade around their good governance credentials, then turn a blind eye to millions of people in concentration camps and modern-day slavery that's used to make their products. So enough is enough. We're going to call them out. And our call to the American people is when you see made in China, put it down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.